Welcome, witches, to Witchcraft from A to Z, your go-to witchy podcast for finding the magic hidden among the mundane. My name is Lana Evergreen, practicing witch for over 15 years now, and I'll be your host this week. This episode is all about feathers and how you can incorporate this silky soft tool into your magical practice. Before we get into feathers and their uses in witchcraft, I wanted to wish everyone a happy Midsummer or Litha. Well, an early happy Midsummer, as this year, Midsummer will occur on Friday, June 24th. Midsummer, or Litha, is one of the pagan holidays that falls on a solstice, so it's a major holiday throughout the pagan community. The summer solstice is the longest day of the year, and marks the return of shorter days as the year continues on. And, like many other pagan holidays, Midsummer is celebrated with lots of fire. This is also an amazing time of year for love spells, hand fasting, and marriages. In addition to getting married and casting love spells, great ways to celebrate Litha include anything that gets you outside enjoying this long sunny day, spending time with family and friends, or reflecting on the next seasons to come. Think barbecues, bonfires, group rituals, feasts, dancing, hiking, swimming, and the like. So, as we get closer to Midsummer, plan something fun and festive to celebrate the light and the warmth in this world with the ones you love most. I've already had a forcible start to my Litha celebrations, as my AC broke this weekend, and so we are enjoying the slightly less hot outdoors in lieu of the now 100-degree home. So now, on to the topic of feathers. Animal products like feathers have been long used in witchcraft, and we can see literature and art of civilizations using feathers in their important religious or cultural practices. Feathers are easy to get a hold of, without harming anything, and without making a dent in your wallet. When it comes to the collecting of feathers to use in your practice, though, just be mindful of the laws in your area surrounding it. Some feathers are illegal to have due to certain protections of dying species of birds, and that really depends on the country and the state, whatever, wherever you are. The laws are completely different. But if you're good with those laws and you can recognize some common bird feathers, this is the perfect time to collect feathers for your practice, as all of the birds are coming back as the days warm. In my area, I can almost always find blue jay, goose, duck, hawk, turkey, peacock, and crow feathers around my yard and the neighborhood surrounding me. I have personally collected them even before I started practicing witchcraft for their sheer beauty, but now that I have a purpose for them, I also enjoy having an excuse to continue building my goblin hoard of things I've collected off of the ground. On top of being easy to get a hold of, feathers can hold so many different associations and uses depending on the color, how you discovered them, or the type of bird they come from. Some examples include wisdom and knowledge from crow feathers, or bad luck from peacock feathers. Deities that can be associated with feathers include the Morrigan, who is associated with the crow. I'm going to pronounce this next one wrong. Mananan MacLear, the Celtic sea god, who could be associated with seagulls, and Thoth, the Egyptian god of writing, who could be associated with the abyss. In general, feathers are associated with the element air, with travel, the spirit realm, and of communication. So, they're perfect if you identify as a hedge witch, or you practice magic under a deity associated with the element air. Now, since feathers have so many different uses and associations, let's just go straight into ways that you can use feathers in your magical practice. You can create a witch's ladder with your own intent to hang in or around your home or property. Use feathers in or on charm bags to imbue it with the qualities of that bird. Use feathers of protection and cleansing from birds like swans to fan incense and smoke cleansing around your home or items that you're cleansing. Create a dream pillow or charm using feathers from birds like doves, pigeons, and blue jays for peaceful dreams that help guide you. make your own quills to use in writing your spells and your grimoire. Add to wands or staves to imbue the power of that bird in your craft. Dedicate and gift feathers to deities that relate most to them. Use feathers to interpret messages of good or ill omen. Cast a spell seeking guidance or communication from your deities using feathers. Use robin feathers and fertility spells to improve their efficacy. Gift peacock feathers to someone you want to jinx. Or write something you wish to let go of on a feather and let the air carry it away on a windy day. Of those, my personal favorite ways to use feathers is making witches' ladders and wind chimes from them, and by making my own quills. I love making tangible things that I can use as decoration or simply use in my daily life. But that's it. I hope you learned a few things that you can add into your magical practice using feathers as your magical tool. If you'd like to support this podcast in creating more content, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/ElaineEvergreen and gain access to additional content, or make a one-time donation to my Ko-Fi page at ko-fi.com/ElaineEvergreen. I'd love to hear from you all, so if you have any questions about certain attributes of an item, you want some witchy advice, or you just want to share something about your magical practice, please submit a message to me on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/witchcraftA-Z. I've shared the link in the description of this podcast, as well as any resources I may have used during the research for this episode. Don't forget to rate and subscribe where you listen to podcasts, and share with anyone you know who needs just a little more magic in their life. Until next time, witches!